Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
I actually met my wife on CatholicSingles.com, if you can believe that.
Really?
And about, yes, I had never done that before. Didn't have any problems with dating.
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content. But you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Perfect. Bang on my chest if you think I'm perfect.
Go ahead, bang on it.
No heart?
You gotta have heart. Miles and miles of heart.
This is Patchwork Heart Ministries' Young Catholics Respond. Brought to you by Breadbox Media. Now, here's your host, Bill Snyder.
Thanks, Adam, and welcome to the program, everybody. I am Bill Snyder, and this is Young Catholics Respond. So thank you so much for being a part of our ministry and our program today. We're just so blessed to have you join us. And before I jump into our guest today, I want to remind you that you can head over to our website to find out more about our ministry. It's very simple, patchworkheart.org. You're going to find wonderful content on there, growing content as well. We really encourage you to become a patron of our Patreon. We've got a brand new series called Discover Your Mission, where it's a new parish mission style, personalized mission each and every month, $25 a month. That's all it costs. You're going to get great content from amazing speakers, amazing authors, and grow in your faith and deepen your faith, especially as we're still feeling the continual effects of this coronavirus pandemic that we're going through. So please check it out and take a look at what we have going on there. Again, it's very easy. All you have to do is head over to patchworkheart.org to find out about that and all of our other ministry efforts. But today I am blessed to be joined by a very good friend, Tony Agnese. Tony is an inspirational speaker, a best-selling author, broadcaster, and award-winning blogger. He has many books out. His book, A Storyteller's Guide to a Grace-Filled Life, Tony shares a new collection of stories that celebrate turning life's misery into ministry. Tony's award-winning blog has been named one of the top 100 Catholic blogs, and he was a finalist in the 15th Annual International Weblog Awards. He's a frequent guest on Catholic Radio, including Young Catholics Respond Here, and he's a member of the Catholic Writers Guild, as a frequent contributor to Christian publications. Tony and his wife Diane, of 46 years, live in Wadsworth, Ohio. They have two adult sons, a beautiful daughter-in-law, and two grandsons, Nico and Luca. They are the love of their lives. Tony, welcome to the program, and thank you so much for being here once again on Young Catholics Respond.
Bill, it's my pleasure. It's always fun being with you, and I really enjoy being on the program, and I thank you for inviting me back. One quick update on my bio. Yeah. I now have two wonderful daughter-in-laws, as my son down in Florida married lovely Teresa from Panama, and and so now I have two daughter-in-laws and my two grandsons down in Nashville, Nico and Luca. So it's I'm enjoying grandfatherhood, Bill.
Yes, I'm sure there's more grandfatherhood on its way, too. I'm sure of that.
I'm hopeful.
Yeah, wonderful stuff. So, Tony, it's been a little while since we talked. I think we talked right before the pandemic hit, back in early Lent. It was like Ash Wednesday. So it was like right before the pandemic. But how are things going now that we're in the throes of this?
Boy, life has changed for all of us, Bill. As you know, we're sitting here, a number of weeks into this. I'm working from my home office. I haven't been to my real office since February 28th. So we went down to Florida. I think that's where I was when we did our last interview. And then came back, quarantined for 14 days, and I've just been here working out of my home office. And a lot of people are having a difficult time with this. A lot of people are having a difficult time being kind of cooped up in their home, having to wear masks and following the news so closely that it's kind of scary when you think about states like Florida and Tennessee and Texas and Arizona and so forth that have gone backwards, and are seeing increases. And so a lot of people are finding this to be a difficult time, and they're afraid. The Bible uses fear not and be not afraid 365 times, almost once a day. It uses that theme. And, what it does is it paralyzes us. Sometimes we're too paralyzed to do the things that we think we need to do. So I've been doing a few things while I've been on my quarantine and so forth. One of which is, I've been getting in contact with people I haven't talked to in a long time. I mean, just making phone calls. I think the first two or three weeks of the pandemic, I was calling 8 or 10 people a day, old friends from high school, buddies that I went to college with and so forth. And, it was a wonderful, wonderful experience, Bill. A lot of people say, wow, I was just thinking about you, let's talk. And so I came up with this thing called Five and Five. Five people I want to talk to today. Who are the five people that I want to talk to today? I have a group of guys that I hang out with. We are called Fools for Christ. Which comes from 1 Corinthians 4:10. And this group of guys really are fools for Christ. And we go to daily mass together and then go out to breakfast a couple of times a week. Well, we weren't able to do that. Mm. So we used Zoom and had our breakfast Zoom meeting. Everybody had their cup of coffee and we talked, and it was wonderful. I had a Zoom with the members of the Catholic Writers Guild. We got a bunch of writers on, and we talked about the fact that that a lot of our talks had been canceled. All of my talks that were scheduled through Lent and Easter and even following Easter were canceled. And so, you have no talks to do, and, you're trying to sell books, and oftentimes very difficult getting any kind of traction with book sales. So what are five things that five people I want to talk to today, and also five things I want to do today? What do I want to do today? And, sometimes it's as simple as taking a walk. Isn't it interesting? You can just take a walk and maybe pray a rosary as you're walking. And what I found is, I always ask, what are five things that you're grateful for today? And I think we've talked once before, Bill, about my Thanksgiving rosary idea. But what I do is I pray the rosary, and on every beat, I thank God for something. So before I begin the Hail Mary, I thank God for something. And that's over 50 beads, right? And people say, do you have that many things to thank God for? And I go, gosh, yes. I mean, it's so easy to find things to be thankful for. So what happens is it's a gratitude rosary, and it's a walk, and it kind of keeps you going. And these are the things. What am I going to do today? What kinds of things am I going to do today? Am I going to try to add to my prayer life? For a long time, we were watching Mass on video, on YouTube or whatever, from various parishes and so forth. And they've opened up churches. And now in some states, California just closed down the churches again in the last 48 hours. So, we're looking at those kind of things. So five things to do, five people to talk to, five things that I'm grateful for. And then the final one is, what are five things that have changed about my spiritual life during this pandemic? What positive things have come from this? You know, this is a great time to cherish your family time together. You know, I was in Nashville a few weeks ago with my grandkids. What a great time for mom and dad to spend with the kids, a time you'd never have. You know, normally speaking, you get home from work at 5:30, 6 o'clock, and you have just a short amount of time before dinner and getting the kids ready for bed and up and off to school the next day. So take advantage of that situation and cherish that time together. So that's some of the things that I've been doing during the course of the lockdown time and the pandemic and these times that are so different than what we would consider our normal circumstances.
Yeah, you have been doing a lot, Tony. That's quite a lot. You know, I was reflecting and listening to you talk, and I really liked the number five. I like those, you know, pick five things that you can do today. You know, it's very reminiscent of the Jimmy V speech almost at times, mm-hmm. Where, you know, it's okay, right? Laugh, cry, think every day. You know, it's one of those things that if you can do five things, if you can do the gratitude rosary, that's another really great way to pray the rosary, a gratitude rosary, a Thanksgiving rosary. What are those things in your life that you are reflecting upon, that you are thankful for God? And you know what? Right now, it could be some strange things. Like, I'm just thankful that I've got a roof over my head, that I have a job. There are plenty of things you can be thankful for. I think maybe one thing that we could touch on there a little bit further is the power of Thanksgiving, because Thanksgiving enables us to grow closer to God, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I always say, if you're not grateful for what you have, what makes you think you'll be grateful for what you want, right? We have to be grateful for what we have. You know, this idea that we're all in this together is a little bit of a misnomer. You know, when people say we're all in the same boat, well, we're really not, Bill. There are people who have lost their jobs. There are people who have lost their homes. There are businesses that have gone out of business. There are small business owners, small little restaurants and shops and things that are having a very, very difficult time. You know, being close to the entertainment business, a lot of musicians who would be out all summer playing concerts and making their living in that maybe 12 weeks of the summer, they're all home. There's no income and so forth. So we're not all in the same boat. And, you know, I'm grateful that I'm still working, that I still have a roof over my head, that I have been free of any contracting COVID in any way and so forth. And just being grateful for all that I have and all that God has blessed me with. And I think it's really important that we have that attitude of gratefulness. And by doing that, I think we can get over all of these negative problems and the depression and so forth. You know, the Barna Corporation, I'm going to hold this up here, five essentials for engaging men today. When you read this report, this research, Bill, a lot of guys are hurting. A lot of guys are suffering. A lot of guys are depressed and so forth. And I think you overcome these things by being in the moment and being thankful to God for what we have, for the gifts that we do have.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And you know what, Tony, we have to take that short break right now. But when we come back, what I'm going to do is we're going to continue our conversation. I definitely want to talk more about men. I think that's something that we really have to focus in on at times, and men's spirituality and how do we as men overcome that depression? How do we overcome that struggle in life? Because there's a lot of it going on right now, and we are definitely feeling the pressure as men to provide for our families, to provide for our wives, to help our families even spiritually through this crisis that really we've never experienced before. So we're going to continue our conversation with Tony Agnese on the other side of this break. I'm Bill Snyder. Don't go anywhere.
At times, it seems like the world today is filled with so much division, bigotry, and hatred. So it's up to us to make sure that we get back to the basics, and that is Jesus Christ and his message of faith, hope, and love. Faith, Hope, Love with John and Morgan Bender is a new project that seeks to do just that by engaging and inspiring Catholics within the Archdiocese of Milwaukee and beyond. Read personal faith stories, interviews, and news all by visiting the Faith, Hope, and Love blog.blogspot.com or follow us on Twitter at Johnny Bender MKE.
Patchwork Heart Ministry and Fiat Ministry Network present Hear Your Faith, a brand new audio subscription service that features a growing collection of uplifting Catholic audio courses, talks, and other exclusive content to help you grow deeper in your faith and knowledge of Catholicism. Subscribe today at patreon.com/patchworkheartministry.
Patchwork Heart Ministry is committed to sowing hope into broken hearts by helping young people encounter the love of Jesus Christ and His Catholic Church through prayer, storytelling, and media initiatives. We invite you to prayerfully consider supporting this mission financially. Mail your tax-deductible donation to Patchwork Heart Ministry at P.O. Box 563, Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, zip code 53147. Or visit patchworkheart.org to donate online. That's Patchwork Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 563, Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, 53147, or online at patchworkheart.org.
Your heart is always beating, but you never have to think about it.
Welcome back to Young Catholics Respond. Once again, Bill Snyder.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back here to Young Catholics Respond. I'm Bill Snyder, and thanks so much for tuning in today. My guest today is Tony Agnese. He's no stranger to Young Catholics Respond. He is a Hall of Fame broadcaster, best-selling author, and award-winning blogger. He's been with us many times before, but we were just catching up and talking a little bit about what he's been doing during the coronavirus and really sharing with you how to pick those five things to do every day, those five things to say thank you for every day, and really embrace the time that you have with your family during this coronavirus pandemic. But Tony, right before the break, you mentioned about men. We were talking about men and that many guys are out there depressed right now. They're feeling the weight of the world trying to provide families and trying to overcome this pandemic in many different ways. And so how do men – what is the importance of men and serving men and helping men through these difficult times grow closer in their faith?
Well, you know, that's a great question, Bill, and it's something that I have been thinking about and working on over the last few months. You know, a lot of guys, you know, you have a bunch of buddies in college, you know, and one by one, your buddies all get married off and move to other parts of the country and so forth. And many guys have no real friends. Now, it's sad to say that, but their only friend is their wife. And you know, they have acquaintances, but not the kind of friends they had back in the day, you know, when they were single or going to college and whatever. And so for many men, it's a very lonely existence. And we get pressurized that we have to be a certain type of guy. You know, you can't have emotions. You can't cry. Spirituality is something we don't discuss. And what happens, too, is I think the breakdown of the family and especially fatherhood have really caused many of the problems that we see. A lot of the problems that we see today can go right back to that fact. There are 24 million kids in America today who have grown up in a family with no father figure, with no male figure, with no man leading the way. As a matter of fact, in the African-American community in 1960, 80% of African-American families had a father in the household. And without being too generalistic about it, most of those men had deep spiritual beliefs. They were religious people, Southern Baptists, AMEs, yeah, and so forth. And so what has happened is today that's reversed. Only 20% of Black households have a male figure in it, 80% have none. In another generation, Bill, 50% of all the kids growing up in America will grow up in a home without a dad or without a father figure. That's the crisis that we're dealing with. And here's some of the problems. Kids that grow up in a fatherless household are more likely to be poor. They're more likely to be incarcerated. They're more likely to be involved with drugs and alcohol. They're more likely to be involved in a teen pregnancy. They're more likely to have problems in school. And so fatherhood and family might be the biggest factor in dealing with some of the social issues that are facing us today. And so it's really important that men begin to step up and take the role that they rightfully have within their families. And a lot of that starts out with a role of the spiritual leader of that family. That Barna study that I mentioned, they compare Christian men with non-Christian men, and you'd be surprised, the levels of depression of non-Christian men versus Christian men are almost double, Bill, because they have nothing to go to grasp, nothing to fall back on, nothing in their lives that they can hold up. And so for us as Christian men, for Catholic men, we need to find these guys, and we need to, we need to work with them. We need to help them and mentor them. I think I mentioned back in March when we talked that our local pregnancy center has a group called Steadfast Fathers. And it's a group for men that have gotten out of prison or out of drug rehab, who've lost their families, have no relationships with their kids, many of which had no father figure themselves. And they come together voluntarily and take classes in fatherhood. And it's amazing how these men are touched by faith and come away from these classes with a renewed faith and a renewed vigor to want to be that father that helps their child. The most important role a man will play in his life is how he fathers his family and having that person there. In jail ministry, we always talk about manning up, about understanding that there's a responsibility that comes with fatherhood. Our schools need to teach parenting. Our community centers and, regional basketball courts need to get in there and talk to these guys where they are. And I think, that's where I'm writing some material for a couple of missions I'm going to be doing here in Advent if we're ever back doing them or without second waves and all those things. But I'm really, really zeroing in on this idea that men really need to rediscover their faith. Mom and the kids go off to church while dad gets an extra couple hours sleep is not the way to lead your family.
No. And Tony, I think so much of what you said in there, is a challenge for guys. It really is a challenge for guys because of the fact that we don't see the leadership in our own families, or maybe the guys in their families didn't have the leadership, So now, it's about trying to figure out how do we get the leadership back in our church, and it's about manning up. It's about manning up, as you said, and so taking the reins and leading your family in all ways. And the most important way, as you mentioned, is the faith. The most important way is the faith, and maybe here's the thing: maybe you don't have it all figured out with you and your relationship with God and the Catholic Church. Maybe you don't have it all figured out. Maybe you aren't going to Mass every Sunday and you're listening to this right now and you're saying, okay, well, how do I do that? Well, guess what? You start going to church and you start dragging your kids and your wife with you if they're not going already. I used to tell it to teenagers all the time. I said, if your parents aren't going to church, drag them to church. I'm pretty sure if you walk in their bedroom at 9 a.m. in the morning on a Sunday and you say, hey, mom and dad, can we go to church this Sunday? Their jaws will drop and they'll get in the car and go, So it's the same thing with fathers. And it's a great thing that you are, promoting that and saying that and talking about the ways and really zeroing in on the ways for guys to grow in their faith and help them heal from some of the past issues they've had in their sins and grow in their relationships. So what a powerful testament to everything that you're doing, Tony, especially during this pandemic, because it can be scary, especially for guys. I think there's a lot of I don't want to say it. There's a lot of pressure on men right now, too, right, to provide for their families. I mean, some have lost jobs and stuff. So
it's important. Yeah, you're absolutely right, Bill, that the pressure on men is great. And this is what's causing, you know, the depression and anxiety that a lot of guys have that have lost jobs and are trying to support their family and so forth. And fatherhood factors into that as well. You know, I always say that great fatherhood begins with a relationship with the child's mother. Your relationship with your spouse is so important because the way dad treats mom is the blueprint for how our sons are going to treat their wives. And it's going to be what our daughters look to for a husband for themselves, you know. And the only way we do that is to have a great relationship with their mother. And part of that relationship is taking responsibility and manning up and being part of that, not allowing your wife to run everything while you, you know, go play poker on a Tuesday night or sit and play video games or watch football games. We need to spend time with our kids, you know, and we need to nurture and guide them, and we need to protect and provide for them. But we need to be close to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We need to get with other guys. You know, my little Fools for Christ group that I talked about, you know, if you can get with a bunch of guys, even once a week, you know, for breakfast, for lunch, for over a cocktail, it doesn't matter. And keep each other accountable. Accountability, you know. Bill, how's your week going? What's going wrong? What can I do to help? And vice versa. Tony, what's going on with you? Is there anything I can help with? This idea that men need other men, friends, male friends, to hold them accountable to these things. And, you know, women tend to have lots of friends. I mean, I think they're more social animals than men are. And we need to develop those friendships. And they have to be friendships of like-minded people, right? I'm not going to go out with a bunch of my atheist buddies and get anything out of that. I've got to surround myself with people who think as I do and believe as I do. And then we need to be able to hold each other accountable, you know, that we can go and know that I've got guys who I trust and love that will hold me accountable if I get off track.
Yeah, that's so important too. You know, who you surround yourself with is very, very important, and it makes all the difference. Believe me, it makes all the difference. So,
yeah, especially, my dad used to say, "Who you hang out with is what you become." Right?
It's so true.
You're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. And boy, if you're spending time with the wrong five people, then you know your average isn't going to be very good.
Exactly. Well, Tony, first of all, I want to thank you for all your time and your wisdom. I mean, there's so much wisdom and so much time that you spent with us today to share these things. But I also want to make sure that we have a little bit of time to talk about your ministry and the many different things that you're continuing to offer people during this pandemic. So go ahead and just share with us how people can connect with you and what the different things you are doing that they can connect with.
Well, you can go to my website, TonyAgnese.com, and on there you're going to see all the video and all of the podcast material that I do. Over 350 evergreen blogs are up there and so forth. But I have three books that I have written and that are for sale, and I'll just hold them up here. The first is A Storyteller's Guide to a Grace-Filled Life. The second one is A Storyteller's Guide to Joyful Service, Turning Your Misery into Ministry. And then volume two of the first book, Storyteller's Guide, volume two. On Amazon, these books are $12.99 and the third one's $10.99. But if you go on my website, you can get all three of them for $30. But I've got a special for you today. If you use the coupon code Patchwork, just put in the coupon code Patchwork, it'll take another $10 off, and literally you'll get all three books for $20, and I'll add free shipping to that. So you go to TonyAgnese.com, you go into my store, you look at the bundle of all three books, you put that in the cart, use Patchwork as the promo code or the coupon code, And you can get all three books for $20. Great summer reading. They're short stories, easy to digest, that you can read them one at a time or several, or read the whole book at one shot. I've got a lot of guys say it's a great bathroom book. They can read one every trip. And over the course of a few weeks, you've read the book. So that's what we've got going on. I'm working on a book called Tony, Let Me Share My Miracles, which are other people's miracle stories that they come up to me after my talks and share with me. Some of them are absolutely wonderful. I can't wait to get them all gathered together in one volume. And then I'm working on some talks for the fall. If your church or your men's ministry or whatever is looking for speakers, I am putting together two new talks for Advent through Christmas and the new year. And so that's awesome. Kind of keeping me busy while I'm stuck here at home.
Yeah, absolutely, Tony. I know, you're always a busy guy, always a faith-filled man, and a great storyteller. So, folks, seriously, check out those books. They've got some incredible humor. I own them. They're just great. So please check out Tony's website for all the information, tonyagnese.com. It's very simple. And then you head over to that store link on the website. You'll be able to purchase the bundle. And don't forget to use the code Patchwork, P-A-T-C-H. H-W-O-R-K, and you'll get $10 off the order. So, Tony, thank you for your generosity, and thank you for your time. It's always a pleasure to talk with you, and can't wait to have you back on.
Bill, it's always my pleasure being with you. Young Catholics need to respond, and you're leading the way in that ministry with Patchwork Heart, and I'm so proud of you, and God bless you, and God bless your ministry moving forward.
Likewise, Tony. This has been an episode of Young Catholics Respond. Until next time, from all of us here at Patchwork Heart Ministry, I'm Bill Snyder. Keep beating to your Catholic heart.
You've been listening to Young Catholics Respond, a radio initiative of Patchwork Heart Ministry. To learn more about our ministry and program, visit us at patchworkheart.org. Or to get exclusive access and early ministry updates, become our patron on Patreon by searching for Patchwork Heart Ministry.
These are unprecedented times for our world, our nation, and our faith. Cities are being burned. The debate rages over our national identity, and a global pandemic has shut down our parishes and deprived the faithful of the sacraments. Times like these can challenge our faith and our hope. Now more than ever, Catholics need to utilize technological advances to strengthen their faith. Endorsed by faithful bishops and cardinals, Breadbox Media is answering this need by providing on-demand podcasting that is faithful to the magisterial teachings of the Catholic Church. Our podcasts let you nurture your faith at any location, at your convenience, and at no cost. We are able to provide this free service because of the generosity of our donors. Would you consider giving a donation today to support this vital ministry? Not only is your donation tax deductible, but you will be helping to transform hearts, minds, and our culture for Christ. Donations can be made by going to breadboxmedia.com. Thank you, and may God bless you.